Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12th lesson on Raga Jungle Impact, with Ghost Vocals and Arrangement. If you want your drum and bass section to feel like it just burst out of a sound system session, this is the kind of atmosphere trick that makes it happen. We are not just filling space here, we are building tension, character, depth, and that haunted, street-level jungle energy that makes a track feel alive. The big idea is simple: use short ghost vocal hits, a dark background texture, and smart automation to create a small section that hits hard right before the drop. This works for jungle, rollers, darker Amen-style DNB, and even more neuro-influenced tracks if you keep it controlled. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That is a very comfortable jungle and drum and bass range, and it gives your atmosphere the right kind of urgency. In arrangement view, mark out a simple structure with sections like intro, build, drop, break, and second drop. For this lesson, we are focusing on a 4-bar or 8-bar impact section right before the drop, because that is where Raga Jungle atmospheres really shine. Now let's get a vocal. You need a short vocal phrase, shout, chant, whisper, or some kind of reggae-style hit. Keep it short and characterful. Do not try to build a full vocal performance. We only want a few ghost hits, maybe 2 to 6 strong chops that you can repeat across the bars. Drag the sample into an audio track and turn warp on. If it is a spoken or sung phrase, use Complex Pro or Complex. If it is a very short shout or percussive hit, beats will often work better. Trim off any silence, tighten the timing, and place the strongest part of the sample on the grid. If needed, move the transient or clip start so the hit lands exactly where you want it. A good beginner move is to keep the vocal a little dry at first and lower the level before effects. You want it sitting somewhere around -12 to -18 dB before processing. That gives you room to shape it without overcooking the sound right away. Now let's build the ghost atmosphere chain. On the vocal track, at EQ 8 first, high pass the sound somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it does not interfere with the kick and sub. If the vocal sounds boxy, gently cut a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it feels harsh, dip a bit around 2.5 to 5k Hz. The goal is to keep the vocal spooky and present, not poking out in an annoying way. Next, at saturator, use just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and switch soft clip on if needed. This adds a bit of grit and presence, which helps the vocal feel more underground and less polished. After that, at echo, try a rhythmic value like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the phrase. Keep feedback around 15 to 35% to start. Filter the repeats so they get darker as they bounce away. That is a very important jungle move. You want the first hit to stay readable, but the tail can get murkier and more haunted. Then add reverb. Keep the decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds if it is on the insert, or better yet, use a return track for the larger space. A little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, can help the vocal stay up front for a moment before the space blooms behind it. If you want movement, add auto filter. Automate the cutoff so the vocal seems to appear and disappear. A low pass or band pass sweep is perfect for that ghostly raga feel. At this point, you have the core atmosphere, a vocal that floats behind the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Now let's make it bigger without making it messy. Create a return track and put reverb, echo, and EQ 8 on it. Use a longer reverb decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, and feedback around 25 to 45% on the delay. High pass the return around 200 to 350 Hz, and low pass it if the top end gets too bright. Then send a little bit of your vocal to that return. This is a very important drum and bass habit. Fast music gets muddy easily, so using a return lets you add space without printing too much effect directly onto the main sound. The drums keep their punch, and the atmosphere can still feel wide and deep. Now we need a second layer. Add a dark bed under the vocal. This could be noise, vinyl hiss, an ambient field recording, or a simple pad. If you want to keep it beginner-friendly, use Waveedable or Operator and make a very simple sustained note or minor chord. Then low pass it so it sits dark and quiet behind everything else. For this layer, keep the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 1500 Hz, depending on how bright the sound is. Use a gentle attack and a medium release so it feels smooth, not stabby. Add EQ 8, auto filter, and reverb if needed, but keep the level low. This layer should be felt more than heard. It is the air behind the impact. Now the fun part, arrangement and automation. Raga Jungle Impact is not just about sound design. It is about timing and contrast. Use automation to make the section move. Automate filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb send, track volume, and even stereo width with utility if you want to shape the space over time. A simple four-bar idea could go like this. In bar 1, the ghost vocal enters filtered and quiet. In bar 2, the echo opens up a little. In bar 3, the vocal becomes clearer for one hit. In bar 4, the reverb and delay swell, then everything cuts hard into the draw. That last part is huge. Do not be afraid to pull things back before the drop. A tiny moment of silence, or even just one dry vocal hit right before the drop, can make the next section feel much bigger. Now place this atmosphere against your drums. Use a chopped amen-style break, a kick and snare roller, or a simple drum loop and maybe a bass stab underneath. Put the vocal chops so they answer the snare, land in the gaps between kick and snare, or tease the first bass note of the drop. That call and response between vocal and break is a huge part of Ragga Jungle energy. When it clicks, it should feel musical, not random. The vocal should seem like it is talking back to the drums. Now do a quick mix check. Make sure your atmosphere is not fighting the sub or the snare. High pass the layers if needed. If the atmosphere feels too wide, narrow it with utility, especially in the low end. If the reverb gets harsh, cut some mids or high end with EQ8. And if something feels messy, check the filter first before you touch the volume. A lot of beginner atmosphere problems are really filter problems. Here is the hierarchy to remember. The sub and kick own the low end, the snare owns the punch, and the atmosphere lives above and around them. If the atmosphere is covering the drum crack, lower it first. Once you find a good moment, resample it. Solo the atmosphere tracks, record the output to a new audio track, or freeze and flatten if the part is ready. Then chop that resampled audio into useful pieces like a reverse swell, a short hit, a tail, or a pause. This gives you a custom impact you can drop into other parts of the arrangement later. It also makes the whole process faster next time, because you are working with audio instead of a heavy live chain. Let me give you a few quick teacher-style tips before we wrap up. Think of the atmosphere as a supporting actor, not the main scene. If you can hear every detail all the time, it is probably too loud. In Ragga Jungle, space is part of the groove, so leave little gaps for the drums to speak. If the section feels weak, try making it drier for longer, then let the tail bloom only at the last moment. That contrast can make the drop feel more violent, and save versions of your atmosphere chain. Small changes in delay time or filter cutoff can give you a completely different vibe without rebuilding everything from scratch. If you want to push it further, you can pitch shift a duplicate of the ghost vocal. Try a second echo time for contrast, or create a reverse inhale by reversing a reverb tail and placing it before the hit. A very quiet hiss or vinyl layer can also glue the whole section together, as long as it is high-passed heavily. So here is the takeaway. Ragga Jungle Impact is about short ghost vocals, dark atmosphere, and arrangement moves that make the drop feel earned. Keep the vocal chopped and rhythmic. Use EQ, saturator, echo, and reverb to shape the character. Build bigger space on a return track. Automate your filters and sends. Arrange the atmosphere so it answers the drums. And when you find a great moment, resample it so you can reuse it fast. If your track feels flat, do not always reach for more drums or more bass. Sometimes the missing piece is a proper ghosted atmosphere moment that makes the whole section feel like real jungle energy. Now open Ableton, grab one vocal and make it haunt the drop.